It has been 5 years since Madison Scott has vanished from the Vanderhoof area on May 28, 2011. Her family have never given up on their search or on hope as they hold a poker ride each and every year on the date of her disappearance. My name is John Vosper, and as the 2016 poker ride for Madison Scott approaches, Maddie's mother Dawn Scott joins me now to discuss the upcoming event and what the last 5 years have been like without Maddie.
This will be the fifth poker ride that we've had because Maddie have been missing for 5 years. And we always have it on the weekend that Maddie went missing. And this year it'll be on the date that she went missing. We have three different trails. There are three different start times at three different locations. And people go to these destinations and they start out on the poker ride. And it's held in the area that Maddie went missing to keep awareness going that she is still missing. There are lots of fantastic prizes that are for everybody that participates in the poker ride.
How many people are you expecting for the turnout, and has it been like a steady progression each year?
Sure, our numbers have been really consistent right from the beginning, haven't it seems? To the 300, is that it?
Yeah, about 350.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of weather dependent too.
Yes,
lots will come out whether it rain, snows, or sunshine, but the horses and the walkers, if it's raining, we don't get a whole bunch out. But it looks like good weather, so we're hoping for a big turnout.
Average,
the fifth year.
Yeah, average 300 plus people.
Is it mainly Vanderhoofians, or is it from, do you get all sorts kind of coming out?
We have people from the surrounding area that come out out west.
We have big support from Prince George ATV Club.
Prince, yeah.
Big support.
Perfect.
It's amazing, yeah, it's fantastic.
And then moving on to some of the questions now, how would you like people to greet you when they're meeting you for the first time?
We appreciate people thinking of us and the fact that people are still thinking of Maddie and that she's still missing and that they're aware of it and are watching out, keeping an eye open for things. Oh my God. Okay.
And then Dawn, if you can speak a little bit about maybe what it's been like to stay just living in the town and kind of having like daily reminders on a daily basis.
Yeah, daily reminder on a continuous basis. Sorry.
It's something that never leaves her mind. So whether she goes downtown through Tim Hortons and sees the sign or it's not like that all of a sudden brings it up, it never leaves her mind.
That's with you 24/7. The amazing love and support that we receive, it's what keeps us going, and we live in an amazing community. We have a lot of fantastic people that have stuck by us, and, you know, for almost 5 years. And you really couldn't ask for better support. It's the good of the bad. That's what gets us through. Thanks, guys, for being here. Well, especially Teresa. I mean, Dean's great. He's family. Teresa's amazing what she has done. We have people that just step up to the plate. They just do what needs to be done. And we all have one goal. It's to find Maddie.
And so with the disappearance, have you seen a change in this town? And is it a change that has kept through the course of time with it now being 5 years?
This has affected the whole community, not just our family. It's affected the whole community. And I think it still really hits a lot of people hard. But we've had such amazing awareness that Maddie is missing, so people haven't had a chance to not know. The awareness is amazing, and we're not letting people forget that she's still missing, and we need to keep looking for her.
The young kids, it almost seems like even though with all the awareness, they're still not getting it, you know,
that it can happen in our backyard.
And that you need to always stay together and
don't leave your friends on their own and things like that.
And so you see amongst young people that they've kind of forgotten that and are just kind
I don't
of
know
going
so much up. If they've forgotten it. I think people
it's a not won't happen to me sort kind of attitude.
And that's the thing. If it can happen to us, it can happen to anybody. And that's the honest truth. That I stand behind that 100%.
And Dawn, if you wouldn't mind speaking a little bit about how with your other two children, how you felt about them getting older and like them wanting to go out and do things. Are you able to let them go out and kind of move away or live life and stuff like that? Or is it something that it's kind of, it changed and it's a constant worry now with them too? If
it never wasn't a worry, you know, it was something that's always on your mind, and it's happened to us, you know, a parent's worst nightmare. Our kids are very independent, and you know, they're good kids, and it's you have to carry on. You know, it's a blessing, and yet it's a terrible thing that life carries on, but you have to. And they miss their sister, and you just continue on. And they're like Maddie. I mean, she's a good kid, and they have to live with this on a daily basis as well. And we just soldier on and we move forward and we keep looking for Maddie until we find her.
Was there anything else at this point that you kind of wanted to bring up or discuss at all?
Oh, sure. We've gone this far. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Have I portrayed how much we appreciate the support of the community and the outlying area? Just really appreciate all the love and support that we continue to receive on a daily basis. And, you know, the team that it's taken to pull off a poker ride of this magnitude, and it's just, it's amazing. We appreciate it.
Lastly, Dawn, if you wanted to have like a closing statement to kind of like urging anyone again, like if anyone knows anything.
Oh, I'm getting tired of this line. I don't know if I like it. Somebody knows something.
Yeah.
And we need them to come forward. Somebody knows something about Maddie. And we need to find her. And we're not going to stop until we do. And it's just, it's past the time. It needs to happen.